So now let's discuss the important radiculopathies, starting with the cervical radiculopathy. if you have C5 radiculopathy, biceps reflex will be decreased or absent, and commonly, but not necessarily, the brachioradialis reflex. The sensory distribution is usually the anterolateral shoulder. It's only in the shoulder area. It never go below the elbow, and it's typically on the lateral side. Very important muscle that is involved is the deltoid, because no other radiculopathy will affect the deltoid other than C5. Now, looking at C6, brachioradialis typically is decreased or absent. However, you may have also biceps. So in a sense, both C5 and C6, both of them, they will affect the reflexes of biceps and brachioradialis to some degree. Again, you have the decreased reflexes, and the sensory distribution is the lateral forearm, while the C5 is lateral shoulder area. The C6 is lateral, but it's in the forearm itself, and there's typically weakness with the biceps and weakness with the wrist extensors. With C7, you will have problems with the triceps reflex. C7 sensory distribution is the posterior forearm, so that's really important. Anytime you have sensory deficit in the posterior side of the arm and forearm, and we're talking about radiculopathy, then we're done. This must be C7. Or probably we're talking about what else are in the exam, then it must be decreased or absent triceps reflexes. Again, the triceps muscle itself will be weak.